Philip Semper Pierre after these urgent care. Today's date is 03-10-2022. Dictation is for Diego Igarza. Igarza spells G-A-R-Z-A. Diego spells D-I-E-G-O. Date of birth is 01-2020-10. Dictation. This is a 12-year-old child accompanied by mom here with fever and body aches and throat pain, period. Next paragraph. Mom said this has been started today. She indicated that child had dinner yesterday approximately 1900 hours and this morning had a donut and had nothing else since. He stated that his headache started approximately 5 or 6 hours ago, gradual onset, not the worst of his life. Said headache is located in the region of his forehead, described it as pulsating, period. He denies trauma. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports nausea, says he's hungry. Next line, denies double vision or blurred vision. Next line, denies body aches. Next line, correction, please take out body aches. He denies joint pains. Next line, denies rash on his body. Next line. Next paragraph, past medical history is none, past surgical history is none, social history. Child is not exposed to secondhand smoke. Next paragraph, medication is none. Next paragraph, allergies is none. Next paragraph, physical exam is alert oriented and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 95%. Room air blood pressure is 102 over 58. Pulse 136. Respiration 18. Temperature 99.6. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert oriented and no acute distress. Vital signs are as correction. Alert oriented and no acute correction. HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, throat mildly erythematous, tonsils, uvula, and pharynx. Next line, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no tender palpation, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious songs, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen is soft, non-tender, no organomegaly, no rebound, no guarding, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2 to 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is headache, number 2 is dehydration, number 3 is tachycardia. The next paragraph in the clinic we did is strep test. Strep was normal. Mom and I had an extensive discussion. We look at the fact that child ate yesterday and all of today. He had one donut this morning and started having headache after his breakfast today. He missed lunch today. He says he's hungry. I suspect that his headache may be from dehydration / hunger headache. This could be supported by a pulse of 136. Next paragraph. Patient was given the following prescription, Zofran 4 mg ODT SL. He would take one tabs SL BID PRN for nausea or vomiting. Mom was educated on the possibility what could be contributing to child's headache, and she was strongly advised that he should have breakfast in the morning, considering the fact that he sleeps all night, which is sometimes in excess of 10 hours. Says she understands and will comply. She was advised to use over-the-counter Motrin or Tylenol to come back to the clinic if she's worse, or go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. Says she understands and will comply. End of dictation.